Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Pam. How can I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I was entering the sweepstakes online here on the, not online, but on the phone.
Yes, sir.
And I answered all the questions. Then when it had me said I need to fill this questionnaire out because I had actually won, but it got to one of the address lines. And I put my house address and street on there. And then when I went down and finished the end of it, it kept going back and saying, please go by
okay,
the...
Did you put your credit card information in, sir?
Pardon me?
Did you put your credit card information in?
No, or not that... my credit card information.
That's okay, so
my...
what it is you haven't won, sir. You're filling out an entry to win whatever you signed up for. But there are other things that come with that that you need to read those terms and conditions for, because you can be charged anywhere from $1 to $2 all the way up to $70.
No, I didn't know that, but still, I mean...
Sure, you haven't put your credit card in yet?
No.
Okay,
I can't get past, I can't get past this questionnaire for, you know, city, state, and address, and zip code stuff. I got all that filled in.
Okay, you realize you haven't won anything, right?
I guess I'm just a contestant in on...
Yes, sir, but you... Okay.
To enter.
What are you trying to enter,
that.
Sir?
I think it did say, congratulations, you won a toolbox.
Okay, it's a entry ticket to win the Craftsman toolbox, sir.
Okay.
It's a sweepstakes, but you can be, even if you... get the entry ticket, you can still be charged more money, so you need to read those terms.
Well, what if I want to get on there? What do I do? I got...
You probably have to go out and go back in, sir. Sometimes
go
you...
out.
What browser are you using on your computer? Are
I
you
ain't
in Chrome?
On a computer. Yeah, I'm on my cell phone.
And you're in Chrome, correct?
Pardon me?
Are you on Chrome? The browser Chrome?
Oh,
CH.
I don't have no... I
yeah, you have
know.
To make sure you're doing it through your browser at Chrome.
No, I have no idea.
Okay.
It made it sound like this one line where my address was put in, that was wrong, but everything else checked out okay. That's what... And I didn't know what
yes,
it was actually
I'm not sure what
asking
the website
I didn't know what it was asking me for.
Okay. I'm not sure what the website's saying, sir. We don't do the websites. We do the account after it's been made for the Bites Hub meal apps that are $60 a month.
Well, can you go by my name and number or anything like that?
Let me have your zip code to see if you even got in. I can't do the account for you.
46218. Dave Wills.
All right, let me check it, Mr. Wills. No, sir, I don't see an account for you at all yet. If you haven't put your credit card in, I can't see anything. And you can't place the order over the bar. You can't enter over
it
the
never, bar. It never asked for my credit card, never give me a place to put credit card information.
Okay, sir. And that would mean that something's going on with the survey you're taking, and there's nothing I can do about that. You just need to log out of it and try it again. I can't do anything about that.
Might as well give it up then, right? Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling customer service. You have a great day, sir.
Yeah, thanks. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.